Title: Rave Stab Recreation for 90s Rave Flavor Advanced. Alright, let's build a real 90s style rave stab inside Ableton Live, but do it the grown-up way. We're going to design a chord source, commit it to audio, and then treat it like a sampled one-shot. That sampled and resampled behavior is basically the entire secret. A pristine synth chord can be cool, but it tends to scream modern EDM. The moment you print it, chop it, and play it back like an old sample, it starts talking like jungle and drum and bass. Set your project to around 174 BPM. Anything in the 172 to 176 range works. Set your grid to 16ths, and make sure triplets are available because you'll want that rhythmic flexibility later. For key, pick something like F minor or G minor. Those keys tend to sit nicely with heavier bass design and still give you musical chord options. Now create three tracks. First, a MIDI track called Stab Synth. Second, an audio track called Stab Resample. Third, either a dedicated FX return track or just use Ableton's return tracks. Go ahead and make two returns, one short reverb for constant space, and one longer throw reverb for those hype moments. Now we start with the source chord. And I want you to think like a keyboard player for a second, not like a theory robot. The voicing matters more than the chord name. Classic rave stabs often feel like minor sen, sus, at nine-ish shapes, and especially in versions that create thickness plus a little bite. That slight dissonance is what makes it feel sampled and emotional at the same time. On your stab synth track, load wave eatable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave. Set oscillator 2 to another saw, slightly detuned. Turn on unison in classic mode, give it 5 to 7 voices, and keep the unison amount in that 20 to 35% area. Detune around 10 to 18%. You're not building a giant super saw pad. You're building a chord hit that can survive being printed and abused. For the filter, use something with a bit of character, like MS2 or PRD. Set the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz as a starting point, and add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Then shape the amp envelope like a one-shot, near zero attack, decay around 250 to 600 milliseconds, sustain basically off, and a short release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. We want an impact and a tail, not a held chord. Add a subtle filter envelope pluck. Keep it modest. Amount around 10 to 25%. Decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. This gives you that pa at the beginning that reads like a sampled stab, especially once we resample. Now program two stabs in one bar. Put one on beat 1, and another on the end of 2. For the first hit, try F minor 7 voiced in a tight mid range. F3, Ab3. C4, Eb4. For the second hit, go for contrast with an Eb major inversion. G3, BB3, Eb4. Notice what we're doing. We're living mostly in the mid-range, roughly 300 HC up to 3K HC, so the stab speaks like a hook without fighting your sub. Once you've got the MIDI pattern playing, here's the moment where you level up, commit early, then degrade with intent. Arm the stab resample audio track. Set its input to resampling. Now record a handful of hits, and don't just record identical notes. Vary velocity, maybe even nudge one inversion. Print like 6 to 12 hits total. The tiny inconsistencies are the realism. You're basically creating your own little sample library. Now pick your favorite single hit, crop it tightly, then consolidate so it becomes a clean one-shot clip. This is the stab you're going to build the rest of the system around. Open the clip settings and turn warp on. For more authentic crunch, choose tones. For a more stable, cleaner chord body, you can try Complex Pro, but be careful, it can make it too polite. If you choose tones, set grain size around 10 to 25. Smaller is tighter and choppier, which is very on brand for that old chopped up sampler feel. Turn lube off. This is a one-shot weapon, not a loop. Now drag that consolidated audio into simpler in classic mode. Set it to one-shot trigger so it behaves like a stab, not like a sustained instrument. Set voices to 1 if you want true monophonic classic behavior, or 2 to 4 if you want occasional overlap for more density. Set the envelope like before, zero attack, decay in the 250 to 600 millisecond range, sustain off, release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Turn simpler as filter on. Use LP24. Set cutoff somewhere like 2 to 6 kHC depending on how bright your source is, add a bit of resonance, and use filter drive, maybe 2 to 8 dB. This is a big one. Driving the filter often feels more hardware-ish than just EQ boosting highs. Now, coach tip, velocity should change tone, not just volume. In simpler, map velocity to filter cutoff so softer notes are duller and harder notes bark. If you want extra realism, Also map a little velocity to drive. Now your MIDI doesn't feel like copy-pasted blocks. It feels performed, like a sampled chord being hit harder or softer. At this point, you've got a playable sampled stab. Now we build the classic processing chain, all stock devices, designed for drum and bass. First, at saturator, choose analog clip or soft sign. Drive it about 3 to 10 dB, then level match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. If you need it, turn on soft clip to control peaks. What you're listening for is density and grit, not distortion as an effect. The stab should feel more expensive emotionally and cheaper technically. That contradiction is the vibe. Next, EQ 8. High pass aggressively. Somewhere around 120 to 200 HE with a 24 dB per octave slope is common. Your sub and bass are sacred in DNB. The stab does not get to live down there. Then dip mud around 250 to 450 HE by maybe 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q. Add presence around 1.5 to 3.5 kHC if it needs to speak, but be cautious. This is also where snares and vocals want to live. If the stab starts shredding your ears, notch 4 to 7 kHC a few dB. Harshness is the fastest way to ruin a mix with rave stabs. Next, drum bus for punch. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch around 5 to 20. Transients up maybe 5 to 20. Keep boom off most of the time. You're not trying to add low end. You're trying to give the front edge that hit that survives under breaks. Then glue compressor. Attack about 3 ms, release on auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the hits. Optional soft clip can be really nice here for keeping the stab controlled and forward. Now let's talk space, because in DNB, reverb is always guilty until proven innocent. Send a little to your short reverb return. Use hybrid reverb set to plate or room. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Low cut around 200 to 400 hz. This gives you body and a sense of place without washing the drums. Then your throw reverb return. Longer decay. Maybe 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 45 ms. Put EQ 8 after the reverb. High pass it around 250 to 500 hz so the verb doesn't cloud your low mids. If it's poking you, dip a bit around 2 to 4 kHz. Now automate this throw. The classic move is, last stab before a 16-bar transition, spike the send for one hit, then immediately bring it back. That's how you get drama without sacrificing clarity. Optional, but very 90s, echo. Use 1/8 or 3/16 timing. Feedback 10 to 25%. High pass at 300 hz, low pass at 6 to 8 kHz. Add just a touch of modulation, like 0.5% to 2%. You want movement, not dub techno. Now we make it sit with drums and bass. Add a compressor at the end of your chain and sidechain it from your drum group, or at least kick and snare. Ratio 2:1. Fast attack around 0.5 to 3 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. Set the threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB of ducking when the drums hit. This keeps the stab from bulleting the transient of the snare, which is basically the crown jewel of a DNB drop. Timing is the other half of groove. Try nudging certain stabs slightly early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, for urgency, or slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds, for a laid-back roller. You can also test a light swing from the groove pool, maybe 10 to 20%, but be careful not to mess up the snare impact. In DNB, groove is a scalpel, not a paint roller. Now we'll build two vibe variants, bright euphoric and darker heavier. For the bright 90s euphoric version, keep more top end, a bit more presence, and slightly less band limiting. Let the short verb breathe a bit. Keep it lively, but still controlled with EQ and glue. For the darker heavier DNB version, here's a pro move. Band limited like an old sampler. Add auto filter after simpler, set to LP12, cut off around 4 to 7 kHz with a touch of resonance. Then put saturator after that filter. Distorting a band-limited signal feels like cheap converters and old input stages. It instantly goes from nice synth to rave artifact. If it gets pointy, back off resonance and dip slightly around 3 to 4.5 kHz. If you want more menace without losing clarity, set up a parallel destruction return. Overdrive with drive around 30 to 60%, then a saturator in analog clip with 8 to 15 dB drive, then EQ it with a high pass around 250 hz and a low pass around 6 kHz. Send the stab into it lightly, like 5 to 15%. You'll feel it more than you hear it. And that's the sweet spot. Another heavy trick. Duplicate the audio stab. Pitch it down 3 to 7 semitones, low pass it, and blend it quietly under the main one. Not loud, just enough to make the stab feel like it has weight and size without stealing the sub's job. And if you wanted to scream 1993 warehouse, try Redux very subtly. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample maybe 2 to 6. Then EQ out the harshness. The order matters. Degrade. Then sculpt. Now a quick mono check, because this is non-negotiable. If you're making the stab wide, make sure the core survives in mono. A good rule, keep the energy under about 2kHz mostly centered, and let width happen higher up. Wide lows equal weak drops. Let's arrange it in a rolling DNB context. Three quick patterns you can trust. First, call and response with bass. Bar 1. Stab on beat 1. Bar 2. No stab. Let the bass answer. Repeat every 2 bars. Every 8 bars, change one thing only. An inversion, a pitch or a throw. That's how you get evolution without clutter. Second, a 16-bar hook structure. Bars 1 to 8, sparse stabs, maybe 1 or 2 hits per bar. Bars 9 to 16, add an extra hit on the end of 2 or the end of 4 for lift. Bar 16, one throw reverb stab to launch the next section. Third, jungle chop flavor. Resample again and slice it to a drum rock by transient or by eighth notes, then retrigger it like an amen, rhythmically. This turns the stab into percussion, which is very old school and very effective. Now here's a mini practice exercise you should actually do, because it forces the skill into muscle memory. Build a 32-bar drop loop at 174 BPM. Program a standard DNB drum pattern. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4, add ghost notes. Use your stab with two chord shapes, like the F minor 7 and the Eb inversion. Arrange it. Bars 1 to 8, stab only on beat 1. Bars 9 to 16, add the extra stab on 2 end. Bar 16, do the reverb throw hit. Bars 17 to 32, switch to your darker, heavier processing variant. Then, one more commit move, bounce or resample the whole stab track again and tighten transients with drum bus. This is how you get that finished record stab behavior, where it feels like an audio object in the mix, not a live synth fighting for attention. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave low end in the stab. High pass it like you mean it. Don't go too wide with unison. Trance width isn't rave stab bite. Don't run long reverb tails through your drop. Use short space and occasional throws. And don't skip resampling. That's the point. Also, watch for harsh spikes in the 3 to 6 kHz range. They'll destroy your ears and your mix fast. This audio version is shortened for playback.